You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Y'all ready for this? It's the post-holiday special, the second episode of 2015, My Sexy Podcast! Woo! We have the very difficult to track down, one of the most exclusive guests in America, let alone the world. Wait, how do you say let alone? It's got to be the littler thing and then the bigger thing?
I don't know.
She has no idea how the English language works, so don't lean on her when you're looking for English language tips. Lisa Traeger!
Hey, wait, is let alone like, besides that, she's also
well, let's
that?
Let's really figure out the mechanics of it. Let alone would say like, John, what do you think?
No, we can't do this.
We can't do this. We've got to start.
We both are foreigners, we realized today.
Speaking of which.
The principle of transcendental meditation is simple.
This being is shut him off.
In its nature.
Why?
Shut him infinite off. Happiness.
Because I want to complain about your new meditation. We were late to a thing today because you needed a quick 10-minute meditate.
Yeah,
and it's supposed to calm everyone down.
Did everybody
but you
hear
were
that?
Late. We were late, though.
Yeah. Bark at someone else, you bastard. I think meditation is a good thing.
I think you should not talk about something unless you've done it for 3 months.
Really?
What I
about
mean,
all
I don't
the
follow
bullshit
the
that you tell me?
No, I know.
You have been talking about Fran Lebowitz being covered by Vanity Fair, and it only happened last week, but you've told me 35 times to the point where I want to shut down this relationship and just start it up again after this Vanity Fair thing.
I thought you were going to play a quick clip of Fran Lebowitz, and I got excited.
I will.
Is always
this is Fran Lebowitz
in the direction
talking
of greater
about.
Happiness. It is the experience of everyone. Wherever
look at this little cutie
no one
weasel. Yeah, but he's a really cute, it's the guy from Transcendental Meditation. Shauna and I, my wife and I, went to a seminar. I got sold on it. I mean, okay, I got sold and not sold. You should ask why.
Well, because it was $1,000.
Well, don't reveal my big reveal.
Oh, okay.
That was supposed to be like the crux of this whole episode. They wanted to charge $1,000 for 4 sessions. I feel like I would not be meditating. I'd just be like counting the money as it goes. That's what I used to do at expensive concerts. I remember Faye Patterson had a crush on her, not knowing it crush, you know, where I was like, best friend.
What is Faye Patterson?
Faye Patterson is, we're flashing back, now we're in elementary school.
What's the song? Sing it.
No, Faye Patterson's my friend.
Oh, what concert did
you
go to though?
Hold on, let me do the flash sound effect. Taking you to my elementary school times.
Okay. I remember Madonna charged $45 for t-shirts, and that was a lot for my family to handle.
Well, Ricky Martin charged $110 for a ticket for his like Spanish speaking concert. I didn't care to go. But then I went, and the whole time I was like, if this is $110, then each minute is like 50 cents. And just like racking up the balance in my brain and being like, this is not fun enough.
Oh, I spent so much more on Backstreet Boys tickets. All the time to get floor seats.
How much?
Like 150, 200 a ticket, and this is junior high. So
what was your first
ago.
Concert?
The Backstreet Boys, sixth grade, the Millennium Tour. I've seen them like
song?
5 or 6 times. I mean, I Want It That Way and As Long As You Love Me and My Love. Wait, what's that one? I'll Never Break
Your
Heart.
Oh, that was so sweet.
Yeah.
I feel like that was ripping off just like classic age-old fairy tale.
Yeah, all love songs are. I bet... Non-love songs are only 10% of music. I would even say less than 10%.
Wait, say it again?
Like, I think 90% of songs are about love. Right?
I stopped
and then
listening
because like
I was trying to find a clip, but...
I know, that's why this podcast
I used to, this
is
how
is,
I...
You know,
no, shut up. This is how I knew...
Googling.
Shut the fuck up. I knew... like a little bit that I was gay because I would hear love songs and be like, why don't they make love songs for friends? Like, I feel all these ways about my friends. They should do that.
Well, what's great is our friend Megan is babysitting a girl who's clearly a big lesbian and she just doesn't know it, but she's like, I'm a king and like so angry and has so much anger. But if her parents are like, oh, you're just a lesbian, it's cool.
Do you think are her parents cool?
They like to go camping, so no.
What do you mean? That's a total gateway to lesbian time.
Yeah, camping. Yeah, but you said if they're cool, not lesbians.
I feel like a camping family is a cool family.
Oh, not I.
Did you ever do naked things with your family?
No, but I've, yeah, my mom used to run around naked sometimes from the shower to her room. I didn't like it.
We used to go in a hot tub naked, my family.
No, that would never.
That's like, I don't understand how that happened, because we didn't do anything else naked. It was just like, we bought this hot tub, everyone knew that it felt better on all of our balls to just be naked in it, so we just, as a family, would like have dinner and then all get naked into the hot tub.
See, how old were you? When did it stop? Or is this like, would you go naked
after
with your family now?
After the police report, it stops. I would, yeah. I'd go naked to anything, really. Like,
yeah, no, one of the few times we hung out in Montreal, you opened your hotel room butt naked. And then I had to, like, pretend that it was okay. Because I wanted to be your friend so bad.
But you, what upsets you about it?
Oh, nothing. It was just uncomfortable.
I guess I don't like...
You were just running around.
I don't like when people are unnecessarily naked.
Yeah, that's what you
do. No, but I was in my hotel room. Also, today, how do I wake up? I'm in my bed. You just open the door to my house. So, like, really, you when you say it's an inappropriate
first.
Moment...
I knocked, and then I walked in. I should have texted you. I'm sorry.
You totally should have texted
me. I thought it was common knowledge that I was coming over today.
Yeah, today. That's a whole day. It's always common knowledge that you're coming over. How do you think our friendship is going? Do you think that it's going well?
Yeah.
How do you think your career is going?
Pretty good.
What are the things that are good that you've got going on?
I don't want to talk about this.
No, no, you're headlining at Caroline's.
Oh, yeah. People, please come.
yeah, that's what I'm setting you up for.
I totally forgot that I need people there. Yeah, I'm headlining.
Quick turn.
And here we are. I was doing, yeah.
You haven't said any information. You're just like, oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I'm headlining Caroline's on January 20th at 7:30 p.m. And if you use the coupon code breakout, $5 tickets.
Hey.
Sabrina's hosting. I have some friends going on. And then I'm doing 45 minutes. I don't know what dress I'm wearing yet, but it'll be a good one.
Do you know what you're doing on stage?
No.
Are you scared to do a long set?
No. Yeah.
Are you scared of anything?
You know what I'm scared of.
Me naked. Me running at you naked.
No, I'm nervous. Like, I want to do well. I'm more scared that no one will be there. I just want at least, like, 50 to 100 people. I'm, like, more scared that it'll just be, like, 25 people.
Yeah,
and
that's
I'll be
always...
like, Jesus. You know what I mean? That's, like, the worst.
The worst is
part.
When you're, yeah, because you're going to also have, like, industry people coming.
Yeah, and it's, like, I know I'm not famous. No one cares. Like, I get that it's not, like, Lisa's at Carol. You know what I mean? Like, I get that. But I, because I hosted for Dave Attell there, like, a few weeks ago, and it was, like, sold out, 350 people.
Yeah.
It's just, like...
Why
so
don't you get Dave Attell
good.
To do a guest set? Or a famous person to do a guest set?
I don't know. I'd like kick my friends off and be like, never mind, I got a famous person.
Yes.
Everyone leaves after the famous person goes on. So yeah, I just got a taste of it being sold out. So now I'm just like, I just want the front part
packed.
Oh,
that Caroline's room sold out is so juicy.
It's
juicy,
the sexiest.
Goody, goody, goody.
It's like so fun. And it's like light. And I know some people don't like it, but I enjoy seeing everyone and being able to like make fun of people and stuff and talk to them. So it's like you see a lot and they're all there.
Are you willing to talk about your New Year's goals?
My professional goal? Oh, we should talk about our meeting though today.
Oh, yeah. So we love our manager.
Yeah, she's really good, but so we're, you know, how many questions? Sabrina and I have a web series.
No, but they don't know it.
Whatever, yeah. Why haven't you plugged it before that no one is watching our web
series? No, I've plugged it many times, but someone listening to this episode could be from the ads that I took out in Yellow Pages 2015.
Yeah, that's true.
And this could be the first episode they're listening to. So first thing that I'd say, go back and listen to all the episodes. Second thing
Are you
thing
doing
I'd
an
say,
impression of our manager right now?
No, I could never.
She's just amazing, but so Sabrina and I are trying
you
to
must
turn.
Remember waking up in Paris with the blunt. You must remember fucking me like anytime you want. What made us
is that Drake?
Like
yes.
We were married for 2 weeks.
Would Shauna have a threesome with him? Or would you just go have sex with him?
Probably. She's put the D in the P.
Yeah.
I would want to do other things than the D in the P with him.
Yeah, you just want to hold
I
it.
Would want to hold him and it and kiss his neck. That would be my ideal, the way my date with Drake would end.
Just little neck kisses?
Would you, Michael C. Hall is a sexual thing for you or a respect
It's an everything thing and
I don't
know how to do it. But
okay,
yeah,
but
no,
we
I'd
never talked about how many questions.
So Sabrina and I have a web series called How Many Questions and we're trying to turn it into a more professional web series with professional money. And so we're getting ready to pitch, but we think that we're maybe better at things than we are. And then we meet with our manager and she's like, no offense, this is terrible. You're the worst. You guys are dumb fucks. And then we leave the meeting after 2 hours and we're like, oh, that we are dumb and this is so much better. And then this has happened like 5 times.
Well, me having a man, her name is Sam, and she's so cool. And it's my first time having a manager that I feel like
is good at stuff. Is actually not a goober, because I had a goober too. Did we both have goobers?
Oh, I've had some gooby doobies. Yeah. Not to say that my last one before that was the most gooby dooby, but like just like, you know, the act of being someone's manager is generally managing and agenting.
You have to be a secure person.
Yes, but like oftentimes it attracts insecure people that don't have the talent themselves, that want to like make you feel like you owe them everything, that everything that you're doing is tied to them. And she's like the most real deal. Like, yeah, I'm nothing without you people's talent, but like control yourself. And this is the order and the way that you should do things, setting goals.
No, I think I learned that at Montreal, because like after the shows, like you go and there's like this huge party and everyone's there that's at the festival. And then there's just like weird ill-fitting shoulder pants women suits being like, hi, here's my card, who's that, how many people talk to you, I'd like to meet with you,
and you're just
like,
for laughs.
Yeah, and you're just like, do you see that cool tattooed woman, I'm going over there, purple hair, she's my manager.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want your like light pink knee-length skirt.
You have the good security and confidence. I'm not looking you in the eye when I say this, because I know you don't like compliments.
Yeah.
But I was just telling Sam, our manager, earlier that like one of the winning qualities about you was when you were at Just for Laughs. And when you go to Just for Laughs, it's like a big, you know, everyone's under pressure to perform really well. Everybody's like networking, putting on their best like face. And Lisa like came to my hotel room and started smoking a joint right before a meeting with like the biggest agents. You know, like she just doesn't give a fuck. And that is so... That is something to strive for, because in that same way, when you're like, yeah, people that are like holding their business cards being like, yeah, you want to chat, it's like such a different, it's like it doesn't matter what their expertise are right in that moment. You already know that, like,
yeah, because if you're talking to me like that, like if you're going to talk to people who I want to work with or work for, you need to be more confident than that, you know.
Yeah.
But the first time Sam and I talked, I think she cried a little bit.
She cried with me too.
Yeah, she just cries so much. She like talks about Janine Garofalo's HBO special and bursts into tears.
That's why she cried?
I think so. She's just like, I watched that special and I knew that. Like, I was.
Look at all, we have Splenda. We're all equal. We're equal.
From episode 6.
It's
of how many questions?
I know it. Oh, I'm so mad.
I need to take acting classes.
I don't understand why.
No, this is great acting in here, but some of the times when you run your auditions, I'd say, yeah, you need to.
My favorite is when you're like, can you stop darting your eyes everywhere? I can't look at you in the eyes.
It's like
hard.
It's like you're playing Duck Hunt with your eyes with a gun. and there's ducks everywhere.
You're like, you're talking to one person. He's right here.
Great to meet you.
Auditioning is just weird.
No, you're doing it here. You're doing it good.
Because I'm wasted.
You make this mess.
Well, that's an interesting thing that I want. Can you just fucking stop and let me interview you?
Yeah. I forgot that it's your podcast for a second.
I mean, you've been on most of the episodes. But what I was going to say, if we could just like sage out that conflict. If we could just.
The conflict we just had?
Yeah. What's it called? Saging?
I don't know.
Smudging. Smudge the room of the energy.
Yeah.
You're not drinking right now. You're not drinking right now.
I'm not drinking. It's been 6 days.
I wonder if Barbara Walters ever does this in interviews. Like, the person says something that naturally comes out of their mouth and she's like, you're not drinking right now. You're not drinking right now. That's what I'm talking about.
I was in seventh or eighth grade when the millennium was about to happen, and we had to do a Time magazine, like, person of the millennium, and do a whole magazine, and Barbara Walters was my person.
Yeah, that's a good go-to, because you touch her, you touch all of them.
Yeah. But people made fun of me, and then someone's was Christopher Columbus, and I was like, what the fuck has he done? And everyone started laughing at me, and now we grow up, and Christopher Columbus is an asshole. You know what I mean?
What do you mean? He's grown into an asshole over the years?
Now people, maybe it's
now
just
people know
kids.
That he stole the land.
But in seventh grade, they're like, Barbara Walters, she has a lisp. But I'm just, now I'm like, you picked a criminal. You picked a murdering, lost criminal.
What are you doing?
It was clearly Sabrina. Some Mexican
Sabrina,
Sabrina should be cleaning it.
Because she's not Mexican, she's just brown.
Well, what is this? That's, yeah, but you got the joke. You
what
got
happened
the joke.
To you? Are you drunk?
No, I'm not drunk.
Because you have camel toe and you're wearing a skirt.
Everyone?
That's such a good line.
It is a good line. I wish I haven't heard it 50 times since then.
Oh, my God.
Every time Mateo sees me, camel toe, camel toe, camel toe.
Well, you know, pick your friend.
I just never let myself have a camel toe because I would never show that much of my body.
Well, yoga pants are going to give you a camel toe.
But I wear something over my puss.
You wear like a metal.
I wear flowy shirts, like big shirts. Like I would never just wear
like a
t-shirt.
But no, so then you. But then in actuality, you do have camel toe technically, but it's just
I always have camel toe.
You always have camel toe. But it's always covered.
Yeah.
Okay, good. That was a good little moment there. But I wanted to ask you about drinking.
Yeah.
You're not drinking right now.
I'm trying to not drink.
Okay, because I think a lot of people's resolutions are probably similar.
Yeah, of course.
And you haven't caved. Lisa's 6 days in and
But it's also like I've picked 3 days in January where it's worth it to drink.
Yeah.
So I have those to look forward to, which is keeping me like a little more chill.
The real test will be after you have that drink on that day, next day, not to slip into being like, oh, you know, it's totally
Yeah, because
cool.
I'm going to be in Chicago. And so my thing is only going to drink on my dad's birthday Friday.
Yeah.
And I have shows Saturday and Sunday, and I'm going to try not to drink.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I think the reason for that is also like my parents hate that I'm drinking, like I drink a lot. So
I thought your parents just drink straight vodka.
They do, but they don't like, I've been arrested a lot of times for drinking and stuff. So like, they
don't like when you show up blackout.
Yes.
Wasted.
Yeah. Or like when I go to family parties and everyone's like, you look like shit. The kids are like, why do you look tired? Why are you napping? You know? So since I'm going to surprise my dad for his birthday, I'm going to try to give him a gift of like, not really.
This is a good honesty. Like every family event, all the kids are like, why is she scary?
Yeah, no, my niece and nephews, I can't wait till the ages that they're like, oh, our aunt's a drunk. You know, like now they're like, why is she always napping with her friend upstairs? But like, it's going to be like, oh, just Megan when she was homeless.
Okay.
So, yeah, for a while, Megan slept on my nephew's trundle bed, and I slept in his twin bed.
Wait, what's a trundle bed?
It's like a bed that comes out of the twin bed.
Learning and chatting, my sexy podcast.
Wait, have you heard of the word shifarobe?
You can interpret that answer.
Okay.
However,
that is that the Beauty and the Beast horse, or is that just a regular horse?
Oh, only the best for you, honey. It's straight out of the Disney classic, The Beauty and the Beast. Available now on VHS.
Those motherfuckers keep all those movies in the vault. It's such bullshit.
This is my impression.
Did you know I was going to say vault when you closed the door?
No, I'm synchronized. Beautiful. Sometimes my SFX are on point.
Wait, did you have any goals?
No, just going to sort of drift through life and see what hits and sticks to my face and sort of lick on that and see if I can
spit. But you had a yogurt for breakfast. That's like probably a goal, right? To eat yogurts?
I mean, I'm making these yogurts that are killing it. What it is yogurt, agave, rolled oats. Some like frozen fruit that I just melt. That's the first step, melting the frozen fruit. Mix it all up. What do you have? A delicious muesli.
Which you called a breakfast bowl instead of a parfait. Me. Don't we want to learn this chair dance?
So badly.
This is where Brian, the Backstreet Boy, met his wife, Liam. She was one of the actresses.
The authority with which you said that and your posture and your hands made me think maybe comedy's not for you. Maybe just like behind the scenes music video. You get the idea.
One of my skills is I could tell which Backstreet Boy is singing at any time. I know all of their voices very well.
Big skills, big tunes.
Don't be racist.
That's my favorite one for you.
So you had no resolution? I mean,
no, I do have. What do you mean? You just didn't let me finish. I did the play answer, which was no, of course not. But of course, the real answer is I have tons of resolutions. Number one, every year I want a six pack on my tummy, not as in the drinks, my friends. But you know, like I want to be fit. I want to. Fuck that one. I don't want that one to be first. I want, you know, every comic. What do we want? We want, like, an amazing act.
Money, money, money.
Yeah, but, like, no. And then.
Respect.
How do you disguise that within an answer that people are like, wow, she's really dedicated to her art.
Respect of your peers.
Yeah, but then the two things, I think, the two goals that everyone has is, like, a great, you know, 30-minute special. And acts, which is like a great 23, 25-minute chunky, full of like chunks that are good. Like I would love like nice juicy callback and a theme or something like that. And then I would love a tight, tight, wit, juicy 5 minutes for late night. And then everything else follows.
Yeah. But that's weird because that's, has that always been your goals though? Or is that like a new thing because of this year? Because you think you're more ready than ever?
I think this year is like that sound effect. I'm ready. Yeah. It's tight. It's happening. Also,
I have so much fear about like
another script.
What? Oh,
I just want like a couple. I have like I wrote my first pilot last year, which was awesome. And now I've like, you know, popped the cherry and it's not as intimidating. And I'd like to write, I wrote a sitcom. I'd like to write more of like a half hour, funny, cool show.
My friend CJ Sullivan had a funny tweet where he's like, I don't care how many cameras your sitcom's gonna have. They're like, stop telling me how many cameras.
He gets 3 points for funny comment. Now, Lisa.
Yeah.
Why don't you like, okay, let's get to, okay, hold on.
Yolanda.
We're gonna do, yeah, let's get to.
Wait, play that
Real
song from the 90s.
Real Housewives talk. What?
Oh, Yolanda. No.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay,
Nick?
Cool.
That
Can you
Nick?
Tell me about the most traumatic thing that happened to you in second grade?
Wait, what are you talking about?
I just want you to fill time while I
My
look
surgeries?
Up that song.
Okay,
yeah.
I'd rather.
You don't have to talk about your surgeries, but just tell them that it's not that bad.
Yeah, but we talked about the surgeries the last 8 episodes because you keep bringing it up for
but
some
what's
reason.
The other worst thing that happened to you?
I don't know. Can you just give me a reminder?
I don't know. I'm asking you. I'm not like.
Okay, I get it. I thought you had something in mind because you're so controlling. So when I was, it was summer of 5th grade before 6th grade.
Delayed, but I'm booing the control.
So I was like 11, probably maybe 10. And I was just hanging out, summer. And I get a phone call and it's a guy being like, I want your blood. And I thought it was my endocrinologist just calling for a blood test. So I was like, all right, you know, you silly guy. Of course, I'll tell my parents. He's like, no, I want your blood. And I was like, yeah, I got it. I'll schedule an appointment. And then he goes, no, I know where you are and what you're doing. And he started describing the inside of my house. And so I'm a kid. I think Scream came out that year. I mean, I was horrified. So I
Did it sound like a kid's voice?
No, it was the scariest thing of my life.
What?
So I ran. I grabbed a knife. I called 911. The cops came.
So you did
whatever.
Exactly what happens in Scream.
Yeah.
I microwave popcorn, but like on the stovetop popcorn. So not microwave, but stovetop.
Jiffy pop. And then my parents were cheap. We had like, we bought kernels and like made popcorn. But
it seems also like not cancer aversion.
Oh, yeah. And
speaking of parents, we're going to be talking to Lisa's parents later in the episode in the form
I'm
of
so
her
nervous.
Mother.
No, they're both going to be on the line.
Oh, shit.
We have two home phones.
Oh, my God. Amazing. See, they're not so cheap after all.
Wait, but we we left such a cliffhanger.
If you're wondering about the snaps, that's me. All right, so what happens?
So now that you know that I'm a 10-year-old with a knife in my hand crying hysterically, calling the police, dance break. Come on.
They should do that in horror movies.
Just an episode. So the cops come, whatever. We find out it's my friend, quotes, Kathy's older brother, Jimmy. And he always got into trouble. They're a fucked up family. I hate them.
Where's Jimmy now?
Oh, he looks disgusting. I mean, she's very hot. She's like really into working out. But like, they're the worst family. I hate them. I always, because we had mutual friends, I had to pretend she was a good person. But like, I saw her last year. I'm like a confident adult now. And she said something to me. And I'm like, I've never liked you. And it felt great.
You said that?
Yeah, she was like in the car. She's like, Lisa. I'm like, get away from me. But
yes.
So Jimmy.
Look who's
no, but you'll know now.
Yeah.
So we find out it's, and he always got into trouble. So he got into a lot of fucking trouble because he had priors, whatever. He was like they're a bad family. And then sixth grade starts and Kathy's told everyone that I got her brother in trouble. So everyone is horrible to me. Like, well,
where is Kathy in the hierarchy of popularity?
She is very popular, but she's poor. So she was like, very popular, but because of her mean attitude. Yes, with her like mean girl attitude. So no one would let me sit with them. Everyone made fun of my capri pants. I was way ahead of the game. I wore capri pants before anyone else.
What school did you go to?
This junior high was Old Orchard Junior High.
Hey, and Old Orchard. You suck.
I mean, it was fine. Like, but she was just awful to me. And it was like, why is no one mad that he, in high school, a prank called a 10-year-old girl pretending to kill her, but everyone's mad at me for calling the police? Like, it was just the most fucked up thing. I hate it.
You
awful.
Call, so you had the knife in your hand and called the police immediately?
Crying. Yeah, I was like horrified.
And then they traced it back to...
Yes.
Okay.
And then...
Good. No, that's the way you handle your business.
But everyone
like, fuck.
Was so mad at me, and I was like, he's the asshole. Like, he's a grown man. But not only that, then my parents, we lived like... literally an alley away from each other.
Yeah.
And my parents were driving and they had this disgusting orange car and he tried to run my dad off the road.
No.
Like, they're crazy. But I would always then, like, throughout high, she has like a red rose tattoo on her pussy.
Why was he obsessed with your family? On her pussy?
Like, above her pussy, she has like a red rose tattoo.
All right. If you got, ladies, gentlemen, if you fucking a girl, you identify a red rose pussy, you cancel that fuck.
No, but it sucked. They were poor. Like, you know, all of them shared one tiny room. Like, it sucks. I get it. Like, you have to
take
do your aggression on in some way. But, like...
I like that aggression is like yoga. You got to do your aggression in some way.
No, she also had some eating disorders to compensate, too. Yeah, yeah. Ooh.
So she looking fine, he looking
but she,
bad.
But yeah, she's like beautiful and looks great now.
Okay,
and she's
now,
a physical therapist or whatever.
Let's get back to the truest woman.
Yeah, now that we're done killing time with traumatic things that happened to me.
Yolanda.
Yes.
Yolanda of Real Housewives fame.
Yeah, Swedish supermodel or Dutch, Holland.
Dutch supermodel. She's so amazing.
And
she's my favorite on the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. She's got her life under control. She plays into the reality. She's like honest about reality. Like, to be on a reality show and be killing it, you have to be kind of fucking crazy.
And when you do kill it, though, everyone turns on you the next season. Like, I liked Kyle. I hate her now.
Why?
I loved
Bethany. Why do you hate
She annoys the shit out of me. She's just like a fake bitch. But same with Bethany. Like, I loved her. She became a monster. Jill's like anyone that's really good gets destroyed in reality TV.
Reps Yolanda Foster, 49, gives husband nude photo book of herself for sexy anniversary present. She plays
what
the dutiful
fuck
wife,
is this?
And she plays it well. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Yolanda gave a glimpse of how she keeps the passion
alive. I don't
alive
like this
with her
at all.
No, this is very bad. I thought it was going to be a clip of Yolanda herself, but it's just the person that's going to murder her.
But what we were talking about in the street, and you made me save it for the podcast, is that I hate her husband, David Foster.
Why?
I don't think he's a good husband. When she had to go back to Holland to take care of her mom who had breast cancer, he didn't stay. And it's like, your wife's mom... is sick.
Yeah, but he's
you
a boss.
Stay.
He's like a huge, he makes tons of money.
Yeah, I understand that. That's just like, but they had time to vacation. So they vacation, Spain, boats, and then he leaves. And like, it's like, no, you want your partner to be there for you. Second, she has Lyme disease.
It's really inappropriate. There's nothing more ugly than a drunk woman.
I didn't say it.
I like that she says drunk, kind of like she is drunk.
No, she doesn't drink. She's always like, I worked out. I'm cutting lemons off the lemon
tree.
Wait,
so you don't like her?
I do like her. I like and dislike all of them. I mean, it's reality TV. You're supposed to like and hate them and like go back and forth. Second, her husband, she has Lyme disease and she Instagrams a lot of photos of her like in the hospital and her daughters are there.
Yeah.
And he's never around. It doesn't seem like he's supportive. I mean, this is his fourth marriage. I feel like he's going to leave her right as shit gets too hard.
No.
He's not a good man.
She's doing so well at being his wife, though.
Yeah, but he's a self-centered...
I'm a little nervous to speak tonight because I have not been able to have much intelligent
cute
conversation
accent.
In the past 8 months.
What?
I'm accepting this incredible award on behalf of all my fellow Lyme warriors.
Wait, why can't she have good conversations?
She's probably in the hospital.
She's like dissing everyone she's spoken to in the past 8 months. I have not had one good conversation with anyone, including my husband, my best friends.
Oh, but both her daughters
are
just
so
like,
hot.
I can't believe how beautiful both of them are and different. Like, it's insane. And I know she's hot, but Muhammad looks like made out of Play-Doh.
Meditation, I think, is pretty much the best solution for any kind of pain or anguish going on. And The problem that I run into
is a celebrity rehab.
Recommend it to people.
No, this is just a girl with a beanie talking about meditation. You'll never meditate.
I meditated once. We had like a friend die, and we all like get together and sat Shiva, whatever. And then
sitting
we had a
Shiva
hippies.
Also works in meditation.
I don't know. So we had like the family held Shiva, and we would go there. But then, like, one of our friends had a cool mom, mm-hmm. so we all just like hung out and slept over. We were like 19, 20, and no, we were 20 years old, and so we like hung out there a lot. And this guy, he's annoying, but he went to like some yogi school and he tried meditating with us, and we'd all meditate and I'd fall asleep every time.
You know what that means?
I'd only go to yoga high. I mean, I'm just like not, that's not what I want to do with my time.
I'm trying to get to a different set. Hold on.
No silence ever.
You know what that means?
No silence ever.
Yeah, no,
I fall asleep to TV. I do homework.
Oh, you're
TV,
saying your
TV.
Rules are no silence.
I just
ever.
Don't.
That's
just
fucked
not...
up, though. There's something. There's demons.
Yeah, I'm sure, but
like you don't really want to find the demons, though.
No. I don't know if it's demons. I just like my brain is always on. Like it's just like
yeah,
it's
but that's
very
why it would be even better. Exactly, you said it's frustrating. It would be better. The thing that I get, like, as
I'm just not
like
that
not
person.
Into hokey shit. I just think the thing that works or that is intriguing about meditation, is
it's just like
that so many
like,
people do it. Oprah
Sabrina,
does it. Seinfeld.
Be
Stern,
a vegan.
Howard Stern.
Why aren't you a vegan? Howard Stern is a vegan. Be a vegan. It's good for you. It makes you feel better. It's like no, that's not your life.
No, because that would limit my life. Yeah, this is just something that you add to your life. That's like 10 minutes twice a day. That enhances it. If I could be a vegan and get all the health benefits from like being a vegan by doing something at it for 20 minutes of my day,
I would just rather like masturbate. I think.
There you go. That's pretty good.
Then meditate.
All right. We're going to do a round of how many questions, but it's going to be all news related.
What are you talking about?
I'm going to say
where are we going to eat after this?
The Chinese, but yet Spanish place across the street.
I'm so fucking hungry.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
And then we're going to call your mom. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm babysitting with you.
What
I have
you
to
mean?
Give you incentives. I have to explain what's happening.
I just don't, I think this is going to bomb, and... that's why I'm like trying to not have this happen. You're gonna ask me questions about the news?
Just answer with
okay,
one
okay.
sentence about
okay.
what's going. Okay, so the Charlie, the cartoon attack.
Yes.
What about it?
It's horrible.
Okay, Romney's considering to run in 2016.
Motherfucker, we hate him, and you know that.
There we go. That wasn't that bad, huh? 30 Paris hostages.
He wants to kill black people.
Hid in freezer.
Wait, what?
30 Paris hostages hid in freezer.
I mean, it's the best place to hide a hostage.
That's
wait, can
right.
you go into that? And why is Rahm Emanuel doing anything but fucking doing ballet and getting out of Chicago?
What? Romney.
Oh, Romney.
What were you? Did you? Who's Rahm Emanuel?
Rahm Emanuel's the mayor of Chicago.
You just see, your brain is so active that you just literally hear what you want to hear about your enemies. You're like, why is that chick from Apple Orchard High School taking hostages into a freezer?
But Romney and Rahm sound similar.
But how do you feel about Romney in 2016?
I honestly don't care. I don't care. I don't think the government's real. Big business and banks run our country. Get over
Whoa.
It. Voting is dumb.
Get over it.
Voting is dumb.
Lisa, that's not the right thing to do.
But, I mean... like,
really?
My friend Drew Michael has the best joke about this. He goes,
what?
The president has no power. It's like being mad at Barack Obama is like being mad at Captain Crunch because, you know, there's too many berries in the cereal.
Yes,
you know, it
true.
Doesn't make sense. It's like they have no power. People with money run the world. If you want to take control of the country, you kill the rich. That's what you do. You stop the banks and you make all debts zero.
Oh, my God.
And then you split the country into three countries.
This
so voting is better. So it's not just like two opposite people.
I'm doing something.
That's fine. I mean, you just got me in a tizzy.
This is my call to action.
The government's probably going to kill me for saying any of this. If, you know.
I hate that you're more way more foreign than me. You were born in Russia, but yet it was such a struggle for me to get my green card. And you crazy lunatic from Russia get to come here and be like, kill the rich! Kill the banks!
First of all, my family came here on religious asylum. My parents had to take a test.
Yeah, I had to pay so many thousands of dollars.
You don't think they had to pay?
How much do you think they paid?
I mean, we were so fucking poor. I mean, my sister and I slept in a dining room. I don't know. Like
really?
Yeah, we had no money. Are you kidding? My parents came here. My dad was 52. My mom was 44. And they spoke no English right now.
Yeah.
Oh God. They both have no teeth. Don't mention it to them.
Okay, I'm gonna ask. No, you talk to them first. Loosen them up.
I wonder if they're like running around the house getting ready. Like, what are they doing?
Hi,
mom.
Hi, Lubochka. Hi, mom.
Lubochka.
Да, очень хорошо.
Oh, good. Say hi to Sabrina.
Hi.
Okay. Hi.
It's great to meet you on the phone.
Thank you. Nice to meet you too.
Thank you so much for being a part of the show today.
Okay, you're welcome.
Welcome.
You have
Pops. Pops, say hi. Скажи что-то. Папа.
Я не слышу.
А, ты не слышишь?
Не, я слышу тебя, но...
Okay, so Sabrina, ей только что дали green card. Она же с Канады.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Но она должна была потратить 10 тысяч.
Lisa's explaining that I got my green card.
Иметь green card. Она хочет знать, сколько вы заплатили, чтобы иметь green card.
Сколько мы заплатили?
Вы должны были платить. Как долго вы готовились на тест? Like, what was your process getting citizenship?
Но дело в том, что мы получили сразу green card. Но на гражданство мы ждали 5 лет.
But for citizenship we waited 5 years. So we got green cards right off the bat.
And what were the costs involved?
Мама, сколько, how much did you pay to get a green card?
Oh, I don't remember.
But not free.
Yeah, we paid something, yeah, but not $10,000.
Not 10,000. All right. So I need to get your lawyer.
No, we had like a weird Russian guy. What was Valera's job? Do you remember Valera?
It wasn't a lawyer?
No.
What was Valera's
job? We went to Valera's office while my parents learned for the citizenship test, and I ran around. But what was his job?
I have a better question.
Okay, go.
What was Lisa like as a child?
Как я была, когда я была? Она хочет знать, какой ребенок я была.
Очень хороший, замечательный.
Мам, English.
Very nice child. Very good child. Very sweet. Very perfect
Sabrina
child.
Она тебе не верит. Tell her the truth.
Yeah, the truth, please.
Problem child.
Well,
this is more like true.
What, did she ever have, when she was younger, did she ever get in big trouble? Do you remember a story of her causing trouble? She fell down once from the
she was so small, but she was so wild child, and she fell down from her bed.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh wait, mom, помнишь, я положила лампочку под подушку и начался огонь?
Нет, я не помню.
I put a nightlight under my pillow once and started a little fire. Папа, ты помнишь?
Да, но она не огонь, а она задымила. Дым был.
Not a fire, just some smoke.
Oh, Papa, your dad remember better than me.
Yeah.
Well, you guys raised a very talented daughter, and we're very happy that she's here in New York.
Oh, thank you. She was talented from the beginning, from the school time. She always was so funny.
Mom, I did terrible.
No, but she was always funny. Was there a moment that you knew that she would be a performer?
No, I was not thinking about this. Never.
Never? And were you surprised when she became a stand-up comic?
When she started doing the theater in high school, this is I figured out that she can be something on the stage.
Wait, мама, ну помнишь, я делала концерты, когда у вас были гулянки?
Когда гулянки, да, да.
Yeah, tell her about it.
Yeah, so she always was funny. She made costumes.
You just literally told your mom to say she's always funny.
No, I told her that when they had like parties and people come over, I would like get my hula hoop out and like do concerts with the hula hoop.
Yeah. Like Spice Girls, you remember everybody wear like Spice Girls costumes? Yeah.
Oh, I remember then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's better, me or my sister?
What about? What
well,
means better?
You had them 10 years apart, right? Lisa, yes, and the older sister.
And Sasha, yeah.
So who was easier to raise?
Sasha was easier, yeah.
Yeah.
Even in Soviet Russia?
Yes, yes. Right. Was easier.
It's been fun to get an insight into Lisa's upbringing. Thank you so much for being a part of my sexy podcast.
Well, my dad's Papa, скажи что-то.
Что я тебе скажу?
All right, bye.
Я одевала Сашины платье.
Придумывала разные
шутки.
Шутки, костюмы, да.
All right, we gotta go.
Thank you so
bye.
Much.
Играла на на дудочке.
На скрипке.
На дудочке сначала. Сейчас Талия играет на дудочке.
Really?
That's да.
Crazy. Okay, I'll call you later. Bye.
Bye.
They felt bad for saying they didn't know I was going to perform. So my dad's like, you played on the recorder. And mom's like, and on the viola. And it was like, I played on the viola for 6 months. And then I had to lip sync the viola show.
I like that your mom answers questions like you have a gun to her head. She's a funny girl. Please, Lisa, don't get another DUI.
They're so cute. So yeah, my whole childhood.
The question that I actually want to ask them is, why didn't they raise you? Why did they leave it all for me?
Because they were just busy and old and didn't speak the language.
Uh-oh. It's the My Sexy Podcast alarm. It means we've got to come to an end soon. Okay. But
they just didn't get things. So it's like, how do they teach me things when they don't get the culture around them?
Yeah.
So like I probably in Russia, like my personality and how I deal with things socially is very Russian. It's rude. It's like abrasive. Like I say what I want. But like, why would they teach me different?
Yeah, yeah.
But it sucks having to translate for them all the time.
You know what I see in your future? I see you like doing stand up as a hobby, but teaching workshops on the Russian method. And it's like how to be a brassy lady that just does take shit from no one, doesn't give a fuck, and it's called Lisa Traeger's Russian Method. That's yeah. What I think your real calling is.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Can you play something already to get over this terrible thing you just said?
Ladies and gentlemen, do you have thoughts about Yolanda that we didn't share?
I'm a little nervous to speak tonight because I have not been able to have much.
What award did she get, though? I love how many...
Wait, you missed the best part.
I know, but they heard it.
I'm a little nervous to speak to have much intelligent conversation in the past 8 months.
That's what I'm going to say to my wife tonight when I go home. I'm a little nervous to speak tonight because I've not been able to have an intelligent conversation all day.
I just like how many fake awards they get all the time. Like Lisa's yeah. Like, I got a star in Palm
Springs. That's how you book celebrities and not pay them. That's
you
how we should get
awards.
Celebrities on how many questions?
You give them an award.
All right. Stay tuned for all of the badass shit that we got planned for Honey Questions. Please thank you for, please thank you for listening to My Sexy Podcast. And remember. You want to rev up your life? Rev up your heart.
January 20th.
Go see Lisa Traeger at Caroline's January 20th. What's the password to get $5 tickets?
Breakout.
And that's just for my listeners. So
not acne style, but like a breakout. Like you're I'm
honey,
coming out.
I think that
like those
they,
belly buttons.
Honey, you're trying way too hard. Honey.
All right. I'll stop. I'll check how many likes I have on Instagram.
Bye, guys. I love you.
One of my skills is I could tell which Backstreet Boy is singing at any time.
Don't you know you are my heartache? And I'll go fooling around and chasing old mistakes.